compter sur moi.
Tu peux compter sur moi.
Oh là là, oh là là, oh là là.
Tu peux compter sur moi.
Tu peux compter sur moi.
Tu peux compter sur moi.
Parce que tu peux compter. Tu peux compter.
Tu peux compter sur moi.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 this morning, or this evening. See? You know, you make us change. The hour's the same, but, you know, I'm in the here in the evening and not in the morning. I'm just used to saying morning. I've been saying morning for like 5 years. Anyway, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 WMFO. Welcome to another edition. And what we're doing tonight is something a little different. Only different in terms of it being a different musical genre that I'll be attacking, because my theme tonight is David Bowie's favorite vinyl records. So what he did is Consequence of Sound had an article written about his 25 of his favorite records, and he said there were so many, way more than 25, so he couldn't just pick 25. So he picked the 25 that were most interesting, of course. And so what we ended up doing is picking 25 that were way all over the map, and we have some classical and avant-garde and some reggae and, you know, some pop, some early rock. So that's Velvet Underground, and also Toots and the Maytals, Syd Barrett. And then we've got some of the singer-songwriter stuff like Tucker Zimmerman, David Allen, and then also John Lee Hooker and some Little Richard. So it's way all over the place. And what we're going to do is we're going to start this evening with Little Richard. This is Kansas City. Hey, 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 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yes, Kansas City. Gonna bring my baby. revolution.
Niggas.
But niggas shouldn't be scared of revolution.
Niggas. All niggas.
Because niggas. Revolution is nothing but change. Niggas. And all niggas do all is change. Niggas come in for murk niggas. And change into pimping clothes. They hit the streets to make niggas. Some quick change. Niggas, niggas change their niggas. Hair from black all to red niggas. To blonde. Niggas. And old black hair that looks niggas. For change. Niggas, niggas kill other niggas, niggas just because one niggas. Didn't receive the niggas. Correct change. Niggas, niggas change from men niggas. To women, from women change. To men. Niggas change, change, change. Change. You hear change. Niggas say, things are changing, things are changing. Yeah, things are changing. Nigga things into black nigga things. Black nigga things that go through all kinds of changes. The change in the day that makes it rotten and rave. Black power, and the change. That comes over them at night as they sigh and moan. Light thighs. Ooh, light thighs. Niggas always going through bullshit change. But when it comes for real change, niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are actors. Niggas are actors. Niggas act like they're in a hurry. They catch the first act of the great white hope. Niggas try to act like Malcolm. And when a white man doesn't react toward them like he did Malcolm, niggas want to act violently. Niggas act so cool. And slick, causing white people to say, what makes you niggas act like that? Niggas act like you ain't never seen nobody act before. But when it comes to acting out revolution, niggas say, I can't dig them action. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are very untogether people. Niggas talk about getting high and riding around in L's. Niggas to get high and ride to hell. Niggas talk about pimping, pimping that, pimping what? Pimping yours, pimping mine. Just to be pimping is a hell of a line. Niggas are very untogether people. Niggas talk about your mind, talk about my mind stronger than yours. I got that bitch's mind uptight. Niggas don't know a damn thing about the mind, but they'd be right. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas fuck. Niggas fuck, fuck, fuck. Niggas love the words fuck. They think they're so fucking cute. They fuck you around. The first thing they say when they're mad is fuck it. You play a little too much with them. They say fuck you. When it's time at TCB, niggas are somewhere fucking. Try to be nice to them. They fuck over you. Niggas don't realize while they're doing all this fucking, they're getting fucked around. But when they do realize, it's too late. So niggas just get fucked up. Niggas talk about fucking, fucking that, fucking this, fucking yours, fucking monsters. Not knowing what they're fucking for. Ain't fucking for love and appreciation. Just fucking to be fucking. Niggas fuck white thighs, black thighs, yellow thighs, brown thighs. Niggas fuck ankles when they want out of thighs. Niggas fuck Charlie, Linda, and Sue. And if you don't mind out, niggas will fuck you. Niggas will fuck fuck if it could be fuck. But when it comes to fucking for revolutionary causes, niggas say fuck revolution. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are players. Niggas are players, are players. Niggas play football, baseball, and basketball while the white man is cutting off their balls. When a nigga's play ain't tight enough to play with some black thighs, niggas play with white thighs to see if they still have some play left. And when ain't no white thighs to play with, niggas play with themselves. Niggas tell you they're ready to be liberated, but when you say, let's go take our liberation, niggas reply, I was just playing. Niggas are playing with revolution and losing. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas do a lot of shooting. Niggas do a lot of shooting. Niggas shoot off at the mouth. Niggas shoot poo. Niggas shoot craps. Niggas cut around the corners and shoot down the street. Niggas shoot sharp branches at white women. Niggas shoot dope until they arm. Niggas shoot guns and rifles on New Year's Eve. A New Year that is coming in. But white police would do more shooting at them. Where are niggas when the revolution needs some shot? Yeah, you know, niggas are somewhere shooting this shit. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are lovers. Niggas are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love to see Clark Gable make love to Marilyn Monroe. Niggas love to see Tarzan fuck over the native. Niggas love to hit an old ranger yell, hi-ho, silver. Niggas love commercials. Niggas love commercials. Oh, how niggas love commercials. You can take niggas out of the country, but you can't take the country out of niggas. Niggas are lovers, are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love to hear Malcolm rap, but they didn't love Malcolm. Niggas love everything but themselves. But I'm a lover too. Yep, I'm a lover too. you. I love niggas, I love niggas, I love niggas, because niggas are me, and I should only love that which is me. I love to see niggas go through changes, love to see niggas act, love to see niggas make them plays and shoot the shit. But there's one thing about niggas I do not love. Niggas are scared of revolution.
I said I love someone, but I know where I'm gonna find them. Alibi?
Yeah.
Alibi?
Yeah.
Alibi?
Yeah.
Flame train.
Yeah.
All right, Charles Mingus, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Hog Calling Blues from Oh Yeah. Great record. Actually, that was really cool. I haven't heard that song in a while, not since it first came out in 1962. Before that, James Brown, JB, Night Train, live at the Apollo Theater. The Apollo Theater from the Apollo Theater presents in person the James Brown Show. Classic record, one of the greatest live records of all time. The Last Poets before that with Niggers Are Scared of Revolution from The Last Poets record. I can begin to understand why that record didn't get a lot of airplay when it first came out. Somewhat controversial, I would think. Last Poets, known as the first rappers. They started one of the progenitors of rap along with Gil Scott-Heron. That record now 46 years old. Hard to believe. Little Richard before that with Kansas City, Hey, Hey, Hey from the fabulous Little Richard. And the theme this evening, not this morning, this evening, it is dark out. It could be morning. It could be like 5 a.m. I could be here with like Darnley Brown talking about sports or something. But alas, I am not. In fact, you have to deal with me and just me until 10 p.m. And so what we're doing is we're playing 25 of David Bowie's favorite vinyl records. Not his most favorite, but 25 of the favorite, 25 of his favorites that he decided to share with Consequence of Sound. And so that's what we're doing here this evening. We've already heard from a bunch. I've told you who we've heard from. Up next, it's going to be Toots and the Maytals. And there's a fair amount of like reggae and that sort of thing. Reggae and related genres, I guess is what I mean. So we're going to hear from Linton Kwesi Johnson pretty soon as well. But right now, Toots and the Maytals, I've elected to play Pressure Drop from their great Funky Kingston record, 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO.
Oh, yeah, 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 ye other day when I hear a little youth man say, him say, you know see me situation, me don't have no accommodation, me have to sign on at the station at 6 in the evening. Me say me life got no meaning, I just living without feeling. Still, me have to make a race, cause me come of age and me want to go real. I was walking down the road another day when I hear another youth man say, him say, me nah walk for no pittance, me nah draw them assistance. Me used to run a little racket, but what? The police them did stop it, and the hard was to happen. Still, me have to make a race, cause me come off age and me want to go real. I was walking down the road yet another day when I hear another youth man say, him say, me have to pick a pocket, take a wallet from my jacket, me have to do it real crabbit, and if I lock it, me have to pop it, and if I safe, me have to crack it, or chop it with me hatchet. But me have to make a race, cause me come off age and me want to go real.
Read about the flood. Happened long time ago in Tupelo, Mississippi. There were thousands of lives destroyed. It rained. Both night and day. The poor people was worried. Didn't have no place to go. Could hear many people crying loud. How much is it? you're the only one that we can turn to. It's been a long time ago. A little town way back in Mississippi, in Tupelo. Children. They were screaming and crying. Crying, Lord have mercy. Are you the only one now that we can turn to? We back down in Mississippi, a little country town. I know you read about it, 'cause I'll never forget it. The mighty flood in Tupelo, Mississippi. Been years ago.
David Allen, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that is That Time of Your Life from Banana Moon, from the Charlie Records label, a label I've never heard of before, and yet tonight we're playing two artists on the Charlie, who were on the Charlie label. I'm sure it's a label that's been long gone. The other artist, Last Poets. Before that, Hooker John Lee with Tupelo Blues, and Linton Kwesi Johnson before that with Want Figo Rave from the excellent Forces of Victory record, and it was Toots and the Maytals starting things off with Pressure Drop from the Funky Kingston release, 1972's Funky Kingston. Great record that was as well. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, is kind of an eclectic set, I suppose, although we haven't really scratched the surface of the avant-garde contemporary classical that you're going to be hearing in probably 25 to 30 minutes. So the deal with that is, and why would I be playing such a genre, such a made-up genre, is Consequence of Sound had a short article about David Bowie's favorite 25 of his favorite vinyl records. I mean, if you read the article, you'll find that he was impossible to really identify 25 definitive favorites, but he was able to pick out 25 interesting favorites, I guess you might call it. So that's what we're doing. We're having a show based on that. I love it when other people DJ for me, basically when they pick out the music and then I play it. We had a similar thing a year or so ago, and it was discovered that Kurt Cobain had listed his 50 most important records in his personal journals. Even though I objected vociferously to the use and publication of his journals for, you know, I guess for profit, I suppose, unless it was his family who was making money off of it. And I guess it probably was Courtney Love. But anyway, I digress. And the point being that I had two shows devoted to Kurt Cobain's top 50 records, and now we're having one show devoted to David Bowie's, or 25 of his favorite vinyl records. So let's move on. Up next, the Incredible String Band with the Hedgehogs song. The Hedgehogs song. Can't say that very quickly there. The Hedgehogs song from the 5,000 Spirits of the Layers of the Onion record. There you go. That says about all you need to know about when that was made. Here it is, the Incredible String Band, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I'm not the kind to complain that I never had a girl to love. Many fine girl I tried hard to know, but I think I never tried enough. Sitting one day by myself and I'm thinking what could be wrong, when this funny little hedgehog comes running up to me and he starts up to sing me this song. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. Every day when the sun go down and the evening is so very still, many fine girl I've held in my arms, and I hope there's many more that I will. Just when everything is going fine and absolutely nothing is wrong, this funny little hedgehog's always around, and every time he wants to sing me this song. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. When the moon was full, I thought I might settle down. Found myself a pretty little girl and I stopped all my running around. But just when the preacher come along and he's just gonna pop on the ring, this funny little hedgehog comes running down the aisle. I don't have to tell you what he did sing. Oh, you know all the words and you sung all the notes, but you never quite learned the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learned the song. I'm not the kind to complain that I never had a girl to love. many fine girl I've tried hard to know, but I think I've never tried enough. But now I'll be looking all my days, and it isn't just me I gotta please. There's this funny little hedgehog who's always around, and the only words he ever sings to me are these. Oh, you know all the words and you sing all the notes, but you never quite learn the song she sung. I can tell by the sadness in your eyes that you never quite learn the song. I'm not the kind to complain.
Who can kill a general in his bed? Overthrow dictators if they're red. Fucking amen. CIA man. Who can buy a government so cheap? Change a cabinet without a squeak.
Fucking amen.
CIA man. Who can train gorillas by the dozens? Send them out to kill their untrained cousins. Fucking amen. CIA man. Who can get a budget that's so great? Who will be the 51st state? Who has got the secret of safest? The one that makes the other service nervous. Fucking amen. CIA man. Who can take the sugar from its sack? Pour in LSD and put it back. Fucking amen. CIA man. Who can mine the harbors, Nicaragua? Out hit all the hitmen of Chicago. Fucking amen. CIA man. Who can be so overtly covert? Sometimes even covertly overt. Fucking amen. CIA man. Who's the agency well known to God? The one that copped his staff and copped his rod. Fucking amen. CIO man. Fucking amen. CIO man. Fucking amen. CIO man.
Even how
No. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, Corner Ray and Glover is who that was. And that's the line and track. You know, it's funny, like the way that song is written, like the pacing of it kind of reminded me of some of the tracks from Moby's Play. So maybe he ripped that off a little bit. I don't know. That record was called Blues, Rags, and Hollers from Corner Ray and Glover. By the way, they sound like perhaps the world's lamest consulting firm. I don't know. Line and track, Blues, Rags, and Hollers, not to be confused with Signals, Calls, and Marches from Mission to Burma. Anyway, let's move on. Sid Barrett, before that, Octopus from the Madcap Laughs. Evidently, he just did too much acid in the 60s, and so they kicked him out of Pink Floyd, and then he just made all kinds of random music, kind of weird, idiosyncratic pop stuff, such as what we just heard. The Fugs, that was CIA, man. More profanity, my word. What is going on? Good thing it's late on a Sunday. That's from the Fugs' greatest hits. I mean, who knew? I didn't even know they had one hit. And yet, here's a collection of multiple songs that were apparently hits. I did not know this. The Incredible String Band, the Hedgehog song, kind of like a song that my six-year-old daughter might enjoy, from the 5,000 Spirits of the Layers of the Onion. And, you know, that's also, I guess the leader of that group went off to India and got connected with Transcendental Meditation. And so he came back and wrote the 5,000 Spirits of the Layers of the Onion. So we have David Bowie to thank for all of this idiosyncratic and interesting music. The Consequence of Sound website had an article about his 25 of his favorite vinyl records. Not the top 25 or the only 25, but a 25. And so that's what we're playing this evening. All of these on that list. Up next, Tucker Zimmerman. This is Bird Lives from 10 Songs by Tucker Zimmerman. You know, I don't know Tucker Zimmerman either, so the song could be Bird Lives for all I know, but I'm pretty confident it's Bird Lives. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Loaded in. Just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said